KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky. We're at 13 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow today. Less than 1 inch is expected. A high around 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. In local news, a traffic stop early this morning in Atlantic resulted in a foot pursuit and the arrest of 29-year-old Justin Patton from Atlantic. According to reports, Patton was arrested after Cass County Deputy Tyler Shields was dispatched to the vicinity of 10th and Oak Streets, where the foot pursuit was underway. Shields and his canine partner were deployed and located Patton, who was taken into custody without incident. We expect more information on that later today. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop just before midnight Thursday, and upon further investigation, arrested a man from Union County. Noah Boykin of Creston was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest of a Council Bluffs man after a traffic stop Thursday afternoon. At around 12:17 p.m., deputies stopped a vehicle at Highway 34 and Mulberry Avenue. As they approached the vehicle, all the windows were down and a strong odor of burned marijuana was coming from inside the vehicle. 38-year-old Adam Gene Hamm of Council Bluffs was a passenger in that vehicle and found to be in possession of a small bag of marijuana and a glass pipe with marijuana inside of it. Hamm was arrested for possession of marijuana and taken to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $500. Red Oak police Thursday night arrested 40-year-old Richard Allen Straw of Red Oak. Straw was taken into custody at around 7:22 p.m. in the 100 block of West Grimes Street for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 37-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was arrested a little after 7 p.m. Thursday. Reinhardt was charged with violation of a no-contact order. He was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak police report also the arrest of a man on domestic abuse assault charges Thursday afternoon. At around 1:40 p.m., 26-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Red Oak was taken into custody. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and then charged with introducing contraband into a jail facility, which is a Class D felony. Nelson was being held in the facility without bond. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports a public information meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 9th, to discuss the proposed bridge improvements on U.S. Highway 71 over Lone Creek, about one-tenth of a mile south of Cass County Road G35 or Lansing Road. The proposed improvements include lengthening the bridge by adding a 105-foot span to the south abutment. Through traffic on U.S. Highway 71 would be detoured during construction. Using U.S. 71, U.S. 6, and Highway 83, Iowa Highway 148, and Highway 92. All interested persons are invited to attend the meeting anytime between 4:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. Again, that's on January 9th, and that'll be held at the Iowa DOT District 4's office in Atlantic at 2210 East 7th Street. The meeting will be conducted in an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements, but no formal presentation will be made. At the end-of-year meeting for the Cass County Board of Supervisors will be held this morning at 8:30 at the courthouse in Atlantic, and during their session, the board will open and review the applications for appointment to the position of Cass County Attorney. The board will act on reviewing applications submitted for the vacancy position of the Cass County Attorney during their meeting next Tuesday morning, and then act upon appointing a person to the position at that time. In other business, during today's meeting, the Board of Supervisors will act on approving an administrative services agreement for health insurance flexible spending amounts. They'll also receive the 2017 Cass County Weed Commissioner's Report and act on an abatement of tax for a parcel of land owned by the City of Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Susan Lanier, age 70 of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Susan Lanier will be today at 10 o'clock in the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Helen Clefman, age 93 of Portsmouth, died December 21st at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Clefman will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Victoria Vicky Coles, age 58 of Defiance, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Vicky Coles will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elaine Michelson, age 90 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Elaine Michelson will be today at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Thelma Ambrose, age 94 of Walnut, died Tuesday at Mount Air Health Care Center. Funeral services for Thelma Ambrose will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mildred Finken, age 87, of Erling, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mildred Finken will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty J. Frederickson, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Lakeside Village in Panora. Funeral services for Betty Frederickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church, northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ardith Jenkins, age 80, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Ardith Jenkins will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Vernon D. Campbell, age 80, of Irwin, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Vernon Campbell will be Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Bob Grasty, age 88, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bob Grasty will be next Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Teresa Cardell, age 53, of Avoca, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Teresa Cardell will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the AHSTW School in Avoca. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Tim Thompson, age 58, of Mount Pleasant and formerly of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Mount Pleasant. Funeral services for Tim Thompson will be next Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Gregory Wallace, age 39, of Urbandale and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Gregory Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.